This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Would a fourth special session give lawmakers the time they need to agree on a capital budget? And more importantly for Republicans, will that budget include a permanent fix to the Supreme Court's Hearst ruling? Senator Jim Huntingford says this boils down to an urban versus rural issue.
Those people that live in cities, they can hook up and the cities have water rights. They can just turn on their tap and have their water, where if you want to build a home in a rural area, you have to have a well, and this stops all well construction, or nearly all of it. And some of the projections I've seen, as many as 17,000 jobs to 23 or 24,000 jobs statewide are being lost because they cannot get building permits and drill a well and start construction.
Senator Judy Warnick says many Democrats have told them that no bill is better than a good fix for the Hearst bill.
They've told us that many of their stakeholders feel that we should not fix Hearst. There was a quote that this bill would affect a relatively few property owners in the state of Washington. And if the House Democrat caucus thinks that it's a relatively few people that are affected, then they don't know what's going on outside of the cities, outside of their districts.
Warnick says the folks in the city need to realize that their water is rural water, too.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.